In our scripture readings today, the first reading comes from Jeremiah 33, verses 14 through 16, on page 1232 in the Bible. Let's see. The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will fulfill the gracious promise I made to the house of Israel and to the house of Judah. In those days and at that time, I will make a righteous branch sprout from David's line. He will do what is just and right in the land. In those days, Judah will be saved, and Jerusalem will live in safety. This is the name by which it will be called, the Lord, our righteousness. And then our epistle from Theologians 1. This would be chapter 3, verses 9 through 13 on page 1839 in the Bible. How can we thank God enough for you in return for all the joy we have in the presence of our God because of you? Night and day, we pray most earnestly that we may see you again and supply what is lacking in your faith. Now may our God and Father himself and our Lord Jesus clear the way for us to come to you. May the Lord make you love increase, make your love increase and overflow for each other and for everyone else, just as ours does for you. May he strengthen your hearts so that you will be blameless and holy in the presence of our God and Father when our Lord Jesus comes with all his holy ones. And reading from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 21, verses 25 through 36 on page 1636 in the Bible. There will be signs in the sun, moon, and stars. On the earth, nations will be in anguish and perplexity at the roaring and tossing of the sea. Men will faint from terror, apprehensive of what is coming on the world, for the heavenly bodies will be shaken. At that time, they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. When these scenes begin to take place, stand up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. He told them this parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. When they sprout leaves, you can see for yourselves and know that summer is near. Even so, when you see these things happening, you know that the kingdom of God is near. I tell you the truth. This generation will certainly not pass away until all these things have happened. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. Be careful, or your hearts will be weighed down with dissipation, drunkenness, and the anxieties of life, and that day will close on you unexpectedly like a trap. For it will come upon all those who live on the face of the whole earth. Be always on the watch and pray that you may be able to escape all that is about to happen and all that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man. Well, now we come to the interesting part. When I was asked if I would be willing to conduct our service today in the absence of Reverend Cole, she said I could choose the subject of my talk or follow the suggested material for this date. She mentioned the subject of giving testimony, and that struck a chord in me, having only recently formally joined a church, pretty late in life. Thus, I am giving my testimony today as a beginning of getting comfortable with doing it, especially in the world outside this safe place. Because in speaking of faith, I know I will not be viewed as a religious nut in here as I might be viewed out there. And that is always true, isn't it? We want to get comfortable with something that we feel might be embarrassing in a safe place before we do it in front of other people. I know it's true for me. So, testimony. Here it is for me. Testimony has been defined as talking about your experience of God and telling stories of faith. I have always been a Christian, you know, practice the golden rule, be kind to people and to animals, don't fight with your sister so much. But I don't think I have been a person of faith until recent years. And it has come about because I became aware that every once in a while, if I was paying attention, God spoke to me. Now, it wasn't a voice. When I mentioned this to my grandson, he says, well, what does he sound like? And I says, well, it's not really a voice that you hear. For me, anyway, it's not really a voice I hear. It's just an awareness of something. And he says, oh, because he's a spirit. And I says, yeah, that's probably it. And I know I haven't always listened, or else I haven't paid close attention. I think God has been very patient with me, waiting for me to get to him, so to speak. When I was born, my mother was Southern Baptist, and as you know, or now you will know, Southern Baptist do not believe in baptism until you're old enough to accept it for yourself. It's not something your parents do for you. And I guess that time just never really came. My father was career Air Force, and at that time in the service, your services at church were Catholic, Jewish, or Protestant. That was it. So I did go to church every Sunday. I mean, my parents did. Most of the time, the kids went to Sunday school, and then you went to church right after Sunday school. So a bit of a long day, you know, kind of thing. And we loved going to Sunday school. We loved the activities. We went to Vacation Bible School almost every summer. But I know that after, as I approached adulthood, I mean, I went to teen, you know, youth groups when I was a teenager. But then when I went to college, I didn't really try very hard to go to church. I didn't really have a church that was mine. You know what I mean? So I didn't. Occasionally, I would go to church with a friend here and there, but nothing really struck me, you know, that made me keep going back. And then when I met my husband, Mike, he's Catholic, and I went to church with him for a while, but the Catholic Church didn't do it for me either. There were too many things I disagreed with. I did appreciate, you know, some of the sermons sometime, but there was too much that I could not support, you know, within myself. So I was just out there, kind of on the fringes. And about 3 years ago or so, well, actually before that, now, I have a brother and a sister. None of us have been baptized, except my sister now is baptized. Quite a few years ago, before I did, she had been going to church with a good friend of hers, and it was an Episcopal church, and she really liked it. So she did join that church, and she was baptized. And she says, have you thought about it, Karen? you know, none of us were baptized. Do you feel that you need it? And I says, I don't know. I'm not convinced that I'm not going to end up in heaven just because I didn't go and formally get myself baptized. And she says, well, you should think about it. And I did. And Mike encouraged me to think about it too, you know, type of thing. But about, I'd say 3 years ago, a very, very good friend of mine, we had been roommates in college. We're the same age. Our birthdays are like 2 days apart. We discovered each other in college, you know, and we immediately just became fast friends. And she did finish college. I didn't. And she married a fellow, and they moved out to, like, D.C., Alexandria, Virginia. And we were in contact over the years, not, you know, like every week, every month or anything, but we always, and when she would often come back to Wisconsin because she still had a sister who lived here with family, and she's from Wisconsin. And whenever she'd come to Wisconsin, we'd always get together. And it's just like we had seen each other yesterday. She became ill with ALS, which is a really horrible disease. And her daughter called me. I mean, things weren't good. She had been sick with it for about a year, but she was starting to decline pretty fast. And Emma called and she said, if you want to see Mom, you better come now. I did. I dropped everything, booked a flight the next day and went out. And I was there for a few days with her. And we sat and we talked a lot and reminisced about some of the dumb things we'd done in college and then stuff like that. She had taken up Buddhism at that point, and I respected that. And I came home on a Tuesday, and she died on Thursday. I didn't go back out for the funeral. I had already said and done everything that I wanted to do. But a short time after I had returned, I'm up one night. I surf the net at night sometimes when I can't sleep. I go surf the net for a while. Pretend you're spending money. And there was this voice, this awareness. And the next morning I told Mike, I says, God wants me to be baptized. He says, well, sure. I says, no. He told me. And he says, good. Where? And I said, I don't know. Because this is a very small community out here. There aren't a lot of churches. And I thought about, you know, some of the churches in Madison. And it's like, oh boy, I know I'm probably not going to stick with it, get up and drive all the way to Madison. You know, because I'm in Madison all week long. I was still working in Madison type of thing. Mike had retired from AT&T, and he was driving school bus, so he didn't go to Madison every day. But I kept it open. It still took another 2 years. And then I found this place. From a small little blurb in what then was our local newspaper, the New Sickle Arrow, talking about your literacy project. And literacy had always been a subject very dear to my heart. And I says, well, this is neat. I think I'd like to check this out. So then I looked up UCC, because I knew nothing about United Church of Christ. I found your website, very nice, and I liked it. And better yet, I liked its message that it put out there. Welcoming and embracing. And I thought, okay, I'm going to go check it out. And that Sunday, I don't remember the date or anything. Sharon might remember it, because she was the first person. I was sitting in the pew right behind her, like, and she turned right around and says, hey, you're a new face. Where are you from? Who are you? And I thought, okay, I can handle that. That's good. But it was, oh no, there was something when I walked in here. And I've got to tell you, that window, which I always, I went home and told Mike about it after I got home from church. He'd already been to church. And I talked about the church, and I said, and there's this window, and I call it a heaven window, because sitting right there, like in that position, that's pretty much what you see. I don't know what it's like at other angles, but that's pretty much what you see. There, it's just the sky and occasionally a tree limb, but it's just the sky. And it felt good, and it felt peaceful. So I spoke to Reverend Cole after the service and asked her what the process was for being baptized. I said, do you have to join the church to be baptized? And she said, oh, no, no, no. But then she talked a little bit with me, my intention, what I thought baptism is, and et cetera. And we came to an agreement that I would be baptized. So she got out her calendar, and we fixed a date. And I said, and I think I would like to join the church. She says, it's not required. And I said, no, I want to join the church. So I filled out a membership right then and there. And it's been wonderful. Like I said, God has been very patient with me. And I'm very happy that even though it took me a lot of years, it's not hearing God so much as listening to God, because there is a difference. I'm sure I had probably heard him before, but didn't pay a whole lot of attention, you know, kind of thing. I know there have been other moments in my life when I'm very, very sure that God was speaking to me. Sometimes it was something that was a hard decision that needed to be made, you know, about something. And it's like, you know, how you get really torn up inside trying to figure out, what should I do? Should I do this or should I do that? What's going to happen? Blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden, it's just like the murkiness dissolves around you, and you know what you're going to do. And the decision isn't right or wrong, it's just a decision. But you want it to be a good one, you know. So, that's pretty much my testimony about my journey to faith. Like I said, I've always felt I was a good Christian, but I don't think I was, you know, a good person of faith. And that's what I have found here at this church with all of you. And I'm very grateful for it. I'm very happy to be here. And this will be my farewell performance for you. Now, that's, it was very kind of Sharon to suggest me, and it was very kind of Reverend Cole to coach me through this. And, you know, the book that we read earlier this year, Testimony, was one of the chapters, and I went back and went through that again, you know, kind of skimmed through it, and I says, yeah, I can do that, because I feel that I've had those things happen to me in my life, you know, in terms of getting in touch, so to speak. And I hope every one of you have too. And maybe you've been hearing it, and we all just need to listen more, you know, something like that. Thank you. I appreciate it.